Holla if you hear me.
Here we go, turn it up, let it start. From block to block, we're snatching hearts and jacking marks. And the punk police can't fake me a minute. We can have peace someday, G. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking down the barrel, I'm not get up. Cause it's time to make the payback back to my brothers on the block. Better stay strapped.
You Morkass Busters are listening to the Three Guys On Podcast with Hook-Ass Randolph Terrence, Trick-Ass Andy Klein, and Bitch-Ass Tim Miller.
Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
Three guys on.
The original lineup.
The original lineup. No sock puppets. Sock puppet nation, sit down.
I'm not going to lie. This cat's been killing it.
Oh, you.
Russ?
We got a good eye.
Russ is a beast.
We got a
Russ
good eye.
Russ is about to start his own podcast.
Russ is a monster.
We here at Three Guys On. We got a good eye. We got a good Russ. Eye for talent. We got a good eye.
We're here at Three Guys On. You know, real recognize real. If we can talk off mic, we can just hang out. We're going to be good on mic.
Yeah,
we're going to holler.
Yeah, that's a
we're going to talk shit.
That's a big thing.
You know.
If you ain't been on this podcast,
we probably don't like you.
We probably don't think.
You know, see, so me not being here is kind of a good way for other comics to know.
We probably don't think. May not be a like thing. May not be like, well, you know,
just
you can add.
I like you, yes. Even with me being here or not being
can
here.
Can you join the Sock Puppet Nation?
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are also people that we haven't had back in a while for scheduling reasons.
Yeah, that's
like big. Philippe, for example. We only had Nate Johnson on once. We had Chelsea Short on once. Sean Joyce on once.
Who doesn't like Nate Johnson? How do you like Chelsea? Everybody loves Chelsea. But
gotta be able to talk, man. You gotta be able to.
It's just
even if you like Nate, you gotta shake Yvonne.
Just hang out, man. Just hang out, man. Yeah.
My Nate Johnson sounds like Paul Lynn.
It's about Nate. In about 30 years, Nate's going to sound like that.
Yeah.
Just as he gets older.
Like Paul Lynn. Oh, yeah. We had a great time with Russ Green. Shout out to Autism Awareness Month. I guess it's almost over.
And then we can go back to not caring.
Not giving a fuck.
Giving a fuck about autism, you motherfucker.
Speaking of not caring, man, did you watch Bruce Jenner last night?
Did not.
No, what? He the interview? I didn't get to see
Diane
it.
Diane Sawyer interview?
We were,
what does that mean?
I was, man, watch it. I said the same thing. I was like, this is going to be some
nonsense.
What
are you going
to talk about? And we sat down. Oh, nothing. Nothing. We sat down. It was in between shows last night. Shout out to Magoobies in Baltimore. Shout out to Greer Barnes. Real funny.
GB.
Had a great time. Shout out to Josh Caderna.
He was opening?
Yeah.
Josh Caderna is a motherfucking monster.
Yeah, we were having a great time. So we're going to try and do some podcasty stuff. So hopefully I'll have an interview with
that's
him.
It's going to be my thing for the show today is to acknowledge the monsters.
The monsters.
Russ Green is a monster.
Not the monster, but the monsters in comedy.
Randolph Terrence, monster.
Monster.
Different kind of monster.
I mean, we know, though. We know all the, you know, Andy monster.
We were sitting in the back. We came off stage, and the interview had just started.
Mm-hmm.
And I was eating, and none of
TV,
us, were, all of us, we were like, I ain't watched this shit. And bruh,
what do you do?
2 minutes in, you're watching. I was like, I can't
riveted
fucking believe this.
What do you do?
He just talked about how he's always felt like a woman inside, always, and he's trying to decide.
That's why he went super
how
masculine.
He's going to that's what I feel
in the
like.
Olympics.
They went back to where he grew up.
Where
you
can
see
up.
It's a work. Yeah, where
California?
He grew up. I don't think it's California because it was very cold. There was snow on the ground. Because we were half-assed listening, and me and Greer was like, you know, because Greer's in his 50s. He's like, man.
Oh, he is.
He's like, Bruce Jenner been a man for 50 some odd years. He's like, you know what?
Now?
You want to be a woman for the next 50? That's fine with me. That's what Greer kept saying.
See,
that's fine with me, man.
That's like getting divorced. And he did that too. But it's like getting divorced in your 60s.
Yeah, three times he'd been divorced.
They talk about like when you retire in your 60s or whatever, you get to stay home all the time. And then they get divorced. Yeah. Like that divorce rate there is pretty high because they're not used to being around each other all the time.
Too much all the time. You realize that I don't really like this motherfucker.
It's like, well, why can't you just you in your 60s? Why can't you just stick it out? What you gonna do? Find some new pussy now? You gonna go out and get some new pussy now?
Go get some new dick, one or two.
But you need something to do. You're retired. What the fuck else are you gonna do?
Well, Bruce was married three times.
He was from New York State.
New York State.
His wife,
cold as shit.
Did they leave him?
He told them both.
Yo, I think I might
the
be.
The two first wives. They both knew. And he had two sets of boys with them. So he has older boys.
Yeah, Brody and what's his name?
Older than them.
Yeah. First marriage. Yeah.
Yeah, his first marriage. And then he has another, the Brody and the other one from the second marriage.
Yeah.
And then he has the two girls from this marriage.
Right.
Here's how you know who's really a piece of shit and who's not.
Oh, well, we know.
This is how you know. Everybody, like the two first wives, soldiers. They were like, we stand behind him. Both of them said the same thing. I stand with him. I will always support him. He's one of the greatest men I've ever known. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever is going on. Soldiers. All four sons.
We've ever known.
Soldiers. I've always noticed about my dad. I said soldiers.
So he's going to.
All the adopted kids. All the Kardashian kids. He's our dad. We love him.
I think I know where
you're
going.
The two youngest Jenner girls. Jenner/Kardashian. His
youngest daughters.
Yeah. Our dad is so brave.
We love him.
Blah, blah, blah.
Good job.
Who didn't say anything at all?
I can guess
what you think would be.
Take a wild guess. Does she have short hair?
Yes.
All right.
She came out this morning. That's my wife was like, well, she came out this morning. I was like, yeah, because she was getting destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, no, not necessarily. She came out this morning because why would she take her husband's moment away from him by making a statement before his interview aired?
They asked her. No. This was all during the, because the people who did it for ABC.
Okay.
They straight up went. They wouldn't talk to everybody.
She didn't want to take his moment.
They covered all their business. Yeah. Sure
she
did.
His moment.
Sure she
well,
did.
What did she say today? Fuck him?
Soldier.
Or her?
No, now she's stuck. Okay, now she can't do that because she does do that. She really looks like a monster. So now it was, I support him. And I'm like, bitch, we've seen how you treat him on the show.
I have not.
Ugh. The whole time watching, I was like,
I'm going to be that dude.
Slap the shit.
Yo, I don't watch trash television.
No, but it was all him. It was all him. I mean, and this, like, as a man, like, she's... People will treat you how you let them treat you.
Yeah, and so, he did. He was very passive.
He was very, towards her, which that kind of woman, you can't be passive.
You got to grab the back of her neck.
Yeah, you got to let her know, look, baby, you run the companies. That's cool. You don't run me home.
You go pimp your kids.
Don't talk to me, crazy bitch. I'm not sleeping in the garage.
I wonder if...
I will fly helicopters.
Yeah.
I will, like, be...
Yeah.
I don't know what... I will speak. I guess he was speaking.
He wanted to fly helicopters. I'm like, they showed him with the other wives. This motherfucker was riding motorcycles. And all kinds of shit. Skiing.
Yeah, he's doing all kind of goofy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the
cool
reason
man
why
shit then.
He was the they showed him. You forget how good of an athlete he was. And they showed all the old videos of him in the decathlon in the 76 Olympics. You're like, this motherfucker was amazing.
He won against black dudes.
This motherfucker was amazing. This motherfucker was amazing.
He won against black dudes. So you know what that means, ladies.
So he could probably enter the
women
heptathlon now and probably do pretty well.
He could do okay. He's in shape.
Yeah.
He was talking about that. He met the guy that he beat. The guy that he beat, the Russian guy who was the world champion at the time, he ended up beating him. That dude is fat now. He was like, yeah.
He's a man
still.
Like,
yeah.
He still has male genitalia.
Dude, I like the vodka. He's a good boy. He's a girl. Well, he's a good girl. He's a good he run the run, and then I run after him, and he won. Yeah, and then I go drink vodka.
It's interesting listening to people's reactions about it today. Mostly it was just a big collective. Just a big collective. You know, no one really knows. I don't think anybody really knows how to feel about it. Here's the big thing. The big takeaway from it for me was he was like, well, I'm a Republican. I'm like, you're not anymore, dog.
No, dog.
You're not anymore, dog.
No, because.
You're not anymore.
Well, what, you can't accept that part of him?
No, oh, I accept it fully. They don't.
They will not.
They don't.
They will not.
First of all, Kanye West is your son-in-law. That right there disqualified you.
The Daily Caller, I think that's Tucker Carlson's site. Yeah. Their headline last night was not Bruce Jenner acknowledges he's living as a woman now. The headline was Bruce Jenner is a Republican and Christian. That was literally their headline. Because that's what they took away from the interview.
Yeah, that's what they took away from the whole thing.
And then I looked at the article. I looked at the comments. And all the comments were like all supportive of him because he's a Republican. They were like, yeah, the liberals are so intolerant. They can't handle the fact he's a Republican. They're the intolerant ones. I'm like, you don't like that transgender bullshit. Don't act like just because he said he's Republican.
Don't even try
The headline of the article. That's you're bearing the lead. He's Republican and Christian. Who gives a shit? We already probably knew that.
Don't even try that.
He could have
written
that article 10 years ago.
Don't even try that.
Christian, too? Did he say he's Christian?
That's what he said. Yeah. He's not only confused about gender. He might just be a confused guy in general.
Yeah. Is he not? Oh, I guess he doesn't know.
Let's not act like Republicans are all of a sudden the bastion of gay rights as well as LGBTQRLMNOPQISTWXYZ.
Yeah. Just tell us what letters.
I think I just lost another A.
Just tell us what letters are not in there. How about that? Why don't we just do that?
Let's not act like all of a sudden that they like these people. Yeah. Come on now. Oh, really? You're for voter rights too now? Come on now. Tucker Carlson, that bitch. Anyway.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
Look, I'm happy for him.
When's the last time you heard the name Tucker Carlson?
Oh, he's.
When's the last time his name was in the news?
He pops up. Usually when he pops up, he's feuding with somebody. You know, talking shit to somebody. Or,
he's always on the split screen.
Yeah.
Where there's like one guy yelling about one side of the thing.
He's definitely a clown fool.
And they always start off with like, I respectfully disagree. And then like 2 minutes later, they're just yelling at each other.
Screaming and hollering at each other. But he's a clown fool, though. He's a clown fool.
They all are.
I am happy. I'm happy for anybody living the way you need to be living.
Even the way you need to be living, even at 50, like
65.
He's 65.
That motherfucker's gonna live a long time. He's in good ass shape. That motherfucker's gonna live a long time. So better he live out.
Women live longer than men.
There you go.
Then he just added 10 years to his life becoming a woman.
Better he live out the second half.
I'm gonna do that when I hit about 63. I'm gonna become a woman.
I'm gonna become a woman too.
Add a few more years on my life.
Yeah.
I don't want to die.
Greer said he's gonna come out as a rich old white man. He's coming out now as a rich old white man. He's gonna start drinking Tab. Yeah.
Dating playmates.
Tab Cola.
Tab and Club Soda?
Yeah, Tab and Club
Do they make Tab Cola anywhere? Where can you buy Tab?
No, you gotta get a time machine. Get that DeLorean up.
RC Cola?
There's a Tab South Cachet somewhere.
That Coke was disgusting.
RC wasn't bad. RC
Cola?
RC
was good. RC Cola was good.
That was up here, really.
Royal Crown.
Yeah.
So it sounds like alcohol. Royal Crown Cola.
We had Big Red.
We didn't have Big Red.
We had Big Red, Big Peach.
Big Peach. Big Red, Big
Peach.
Big
Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big Oil.
In glass bottles that you had to trade in.
Well, it used to come in glass bottles. Soda used to come in glass bottles.
Take those shits in to get them traded back. They give you a nickel for them.
Soda used to be big shit.
Give me a nickel for a glass bottle.
Until all those kidney stones. Did you see CJ Kirkwood's?
I saw his little his Shaq Diesel of kidney stones.
Oh, those were his kidneys, though?
Yeah, he passed.
It looked like a handful of rocks.
Yeah, it looked like that shit that's in the bottom of a fish tank.
Yeah, and then he posted a little while later, just passed two more. Hope it's over. We all hope it's over.
Yeah, please.
Can you not post pictures of the other
one? Can you not? Yeah. Keep it to yourself, homie.
Stop drinking soda.
And one of them was bigger than a tooth.
Yeah, they love telling you that. I call that one the Shaq Diesel.
Yeah,
his
he must
dick
have been
babies
up on painkillers.
His dick babies, the Shaq Diesel.
Because normally when you pass them, they're not. If they're that big, they can do other things.
Well, hopefully, I think he's got somebody to take care of him now.
Well, yeah, maybe. But I'm saying that normally when it's that big, they can hit it with sound waves to break it up
a little bit.
Or they'll if they need to, they'll go in and actually surgically remove it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could pass one that's the size of a penny.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It looked fucking like a marble.
It was crazy.
It looked fucking big.
And the other ones were big.
Looked like a bad
tooth. Next to that one, that was like Jupiter, and the other ones were like Neptune.
Little moons.
Yeah, little satellite moons, which the other ones must have been painful, but then you got the big one. You're like, well, I can do anything now.
Yeah. Well, we here at Three Guys On, we are an ally of Bruce Jenner. We're an A.
Yeah.
We're an A.
I guess so. But not of the rest
of
the
Kardashians. Not just Bruce Jenner.
I can do without the other ones.
Anybody living your life, anybody doing what you have to do to be happy.
You ain't hurt nobody. You're not
hurting
anybody.
Not a piece of shit.
You're not hurting nobody. We support you.
You've dealt with a lot.
How many think pieces?
We support you.
There are going to be a million think pieces this week about
a million. Oh no!
Here's what's wrong with Bruce Jenner's. Here's the problem with
here's
what Bruce Jenner
said. Here's the issue with what Diane Sawyer was wearing while Bruce Jenner was telling us.
A lot of articles with problem in the title. Mm-hmm. They always do that. It's like 2 days after 2 days of like celebratory think pieces. Here's the problem with what Bruce Jenner.
Well, that happens to everything.
And they'll parse a quote, half a sentence. And then just make 500 words on that.
I read an article today about how Diane Sawyer did it exactly right. Where, I wish we could have got that interview here at Three Guys On.
The Bruce Jenner interview?
Oh, yeah.
We were close. We were his second choice.
Yeah, we were his second choice.
Yeah.
It was
you know what it was? He didn't like Russ.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know Oprah is mad. You know Oprah's mad. But Diane Sawyer did it.
Randolph's eating.
You know, they said that, you know, because she let him just talk about him. She didn't ask him about cutting his dick off, Piers Morgan apparently did. He did that with Janet Mock. He just kept on and on about it.
Where's your dick?
They have to.
Is it in a jar?
Yeah. Let's just talk about the dick.
Where's your dick jar?
Your penis? We'll talk about the dick. This is all dick.
Is it in your fridge?
Yeah.
Can I see your dick?
Do you have it?
I think that's what made the shit so compelling was because it was him talking all the time. And it was like us just listening to she asked the right questions just to keep him talking.
Right.
You know, and I was like, well, you know, Diane's a little bit of a pro.
Jesus Christ.
And as
looking at the
Yeah,
you're looking it up.
See the big one?
Look at the
big one right there in the middle.
The Shaq Diesel of kidney stones.
Jesus Christ.
The big Shactus of kidney stones.
Dog. When does it happen, though?
Last night, I guess, or this morning.
No, I mean,
He's been dealing with kidney stones for like a month. That picture of the little bag of stones, it's like a basketball team.
It looks
team.
Like crack cocaine.
You can look at all five of those stones and see, like, you see the point guard, the two guard. There's a power forward
forward
and there's
and
a big fucking Yao Ming in there, too.
I wonder if a crackhead has ever seen a bag of kidney stones and been like, maybe.
I can smoke
probably.
That.
Maybe. Smoke that shit. Let me show y'all.
What is it, calcium?
Let me show y'all a picture, show y'all what I'm dealing with.
Is that what that is? Calcium deposits, right?
Randolph's showing us a picture of something.
That's my father-in-law. Look who that is.
Oh, okay.
Standing next to
Look
who that is that my father-in-law is with.
That's,
I know that guy.
Give it away?
He wears a lot of denim?
Yes.
Denim on denim.
Are you fucking kidding me with this bullshit? I told y'all about how he called him, right?
Jay Leno.
That's them riding around together.
Yeah.
What? Interesting.
My father-in-law is writing a book on, he decided to write a book on car dashboards, how the dashboards of cars have changed over the years.
Right.
Just on a whim, he sends Jay Leno an email.
He's just saying,
hey, would you be interested in anything about this car dashboard book? Then he's in the shower one day, phone rings. Dr. Moore, please?
I got your email.
My mother-in-law was like, who's this? Jay Leno.
That's cool.
No, it's not. Jay Leno.
You shouldn't be
They didn't hang up?
Talk to him for 20 minutes.
That's usually the story, is they say,
they
hung up on hey, freaking Jay
all
Leno
right.
called.
And all right, Keith.
All right, stop it, Jonathan.
Yeah, I get it.
One of your prank buddies, you hang up the phone and they call right back and say, hey, listen, doctor, don't hang up the phone.
Yeah.
It's really me.
Talk to him for 20 minutes and then the thing was...
I'm right outside your house.
Well, send me the... Yeah.
Look
outside. I'm at the airport right now. Can you come pick me up? He says, send me the outline of the book and then when you're out in California, just come see me. So my father-in-law was going out there anyway because he stops at these little... there's all these little automobile museums that we wouldn't know about, but they
in Dallas?
That world knows. Just along the way.
Yeah.
He stopped and take pictures of the dashboard, and then he went out there. That's Jay Leno's hangar where he keeps all his cars.
Right. Yeah? Well, that's where he is like 19 hours of his day.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he married? Jay Leno? Yeah. He's been married.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you should be bothered by him hanging out with Jay Leno. I think if he calls, if your father-in-law calls you and is like, yeah, I'm doing 10 minutes in front of Jay tonight, that should bother you. Like, I'm doing a guest spot.
You're doing what?
For Jay Leno. It's cool. I'm going on tour with him.
I'm going on tour with Jay Leno.
Yeah.
What?
Me and Jay, we're going on the road together.
I wrote a book about taking pictures of comedy crowds from the stage. And he was like, you want to just get on stage at my show?
You want to get on stage?
That's such a creepy. You got to take those pictures. Not to diss anybody, but you got to know how to take those pictures from the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you don't do it right, the crowd looks like, they look crazy.
Like hostages.
They look crazy.
They look like hostages. You gotta, big eyes.
Well, you can't be on the mic and do it. Maybe that's another way to say it.
Yeah.
If you're on the mic, they're gonna be looking at you.
Right.
Don't have a camera.
I like the selfie one where you turn around, and you take the
picture of yourself behind them. Yeah, because they're not the main focus.
Yeah,
you are
behind you. I like that one.
But if you take just the audience, then they look like.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never tried it. I've never taken one of those pictures.
Like hostages.
I did once at Rira.
I think I might start. I was thinking about that. I think I might start doing that if the show goes good.
I'm not going to make it a regular thing.
Like, let me get a picture of y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be like, woo, on the road. You can do that shit on the road.
Yeah, the shit's going good.
Yeah, woo.
You know what? I'm thinking I'm going to do that tonight at Magoobies.
They're nuts.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do
that. Are they doing? How are the crowds for
First show was
Greer.
Greer's fucking Greer.
No, I mean how the crowds.
First show, they're fine. First show was not big, but not really small.
Yeah.
Just kind of. Sex show was big. A lot of black people came out. I was happy about that. I got one of these as I was leaving the stage. This one brother gave me one of these.
No, you be saying that shit.
Yeah, the point and tap. Like you nod your head at the point.
There's certain kind of laughs you want to get.
Yeah, give me one of those as we're leaving.
The white girl, like head nod.
Yeah,
and like almost fall over laugh. You want that one? The black woman, stop.
Oh,
no.
I had that.
No, like the church.
There was a
heckle
black,
almost.
There was a black woman's bachelorette party.
You want that?
Yeah.
So
that was
shut
a lot
up.
Of that. That was
stop
a lot of
it.
That.
Boy, he crazy.
Boy, he
also,
is crazy.
He's stupid.
He's stupid. You are stupid.
A lot of that one.
A lot of that shit.
Boy. Listen,
you is to stop you. Stop. Stop it.
And they were black women. They weren't little girls.
You is a fool.
Black women. Out at a bachelorette party. And I told Josh was like, it's a bachelorette party. I was like, don't say a damn thing to him. Sure enough, he couldn't let it go. I was like, Josh.
Well, Josh is improv. He's improv.
Were they wearing like penis improv-y. Hats?
No, black women don't really do the penis hat. This is women. Now, this ain't,
go
this
out.
Ain't girls.
They wear a sash.
She did have the crown.
The crown,
the crown
and the sash.
Okay.
No. She didn't do sash, but she had a crown.
She didn't do the Texas birthday thing?
Yeah.
She did
with the dollars.
With the dollars. Does she have a mom? How does she... y'all don't have moms on the East Coast, do you?
Y'all know about moms?
No.
The big moms? Or y'all don't know about the dollar?
When you I don't
get,
know.
On your birthday, you get like a string of dollars. You start off, you grease the pot, you put $1
up here. You put a dollar or five. You start with a five.
On your shirt.
Depending on how much money
your
parents have.
You staple dollars all the way down the shirt. For the whole day, you just walk around.
All day, you walk around with a dollar.
And then shit just gets longer and longer. Because people see it and they're like, oh,
well,
shit,
no. It just gets thicker.
Yeah, and they put more.
You just put dollar on top of it.
Put more dollars on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never do that.
You're supposed to take that. And
well,
go
you do
get
it as
drink.
A child.
Yeah. I wouldn't want. I don't like that kind of attention. I guess
you do it
because they're asking.
You do
for
it
attention.
As a child.
Yeah.
Says the stand-up comic.
Yeah.
Not that. I said that kind of attention.
When did I do it? I think the last time I did it, my birthday was on a Sunday, so I was at church. I was like, I'm a clean up.
Yeah. Yeah. You do. I did
I got
it
about $20.
I think the last time I did it, I think I was about 28.
I thought I was rich
at Southwest Research. You know how I did when I was working at Research? I happened to just mention in passing. When the ladies was like, ain't today your birthday? I was like, yeah, it is my birthday. She's like, well, you need some dollars, baby.
Oh, shit.
So that started,
where them dollars at?
That started it.
Where them?
At a dollar. And then everybody else said, oh, you, it's your birthday.
Do you do like someone who's busking, like a musician, do you throw a 20 up just so people will think that more money has been put in?
You can grease it. If you're greedy like that, you grease it.
It's all greed. The whole thing is greed.
You start greasing, you grease the pot.
By default, if you're doing it, you're greedy.
Yeah.
You want people to give you money.
Grease the pot, and then you go spend it.
Yeah.
That night, you go drinking. That's the big thing in Texas. You go buy some beers, man.
Go get some burros. Hey, man, let me get this beer.
Get some burr. Some burr. Yeah, man, it was a good show. The second show was really nice. So we'll see how they go tonight.
Sound is usually better.
Yeah.
Bigger crowds.
We'll see how they go tonight. We have some emails that we missed.
We got a couple emails that we missed last week we didn't get to, which go back to the Elton episode, the infamous.
Oh,
infamous.
Shit.
The man who lives in infamy now.
This is a short one from Kathleen. She's emailed us before. She's a longtime listener.
Longtime listener.
Hey, guys.
Longtime first time.
Hey, gang.
The title of the email is Skit Idea Write Her. Elton was trying to tell me how to say her. Elton trying to teach Andy the St. Louis accent, and Andy's My Fair Lady reference gave me a great idea for a bit / comedy skit. She's giving us a comedy skit.
All right,
guys.
Let's hear.
Let's hear it. Let's go on her right quick, though.
Reboot of My Fair Lady with T.I. as Professor Higgins and Iggy Azalea as Eliza Doolittle.
That's funny.
Learning
already.
The Atlanta black scent.
That's pretty funny.
Now, how you do that?
That's pretty funny.
The rain in Spain. Do do that.
Do do that.
Yeah, do that. How you do that?
That's pretty funny.
So that was it. Love you guys, Kathleen. Thank you, Kathleen.
That's pretty funny.
We got an email from Tanya that we didn't get to last week. Hey, guys. It's your girl.
What up, girl?
Hey, girl. Great shows girl. This week. Just a few random comments. I'm wondering how many people were singing along when they heard House Call. I know I was. Holy early 90s Batman. I love me some Maxi Priest and Shabba. You know, Johnny Kemp just died.
Who?
Johnny Kemp just got.
Oh, paid. Yeah, I saw that last week.
Yeah, he died.
Questlove put up some tweets about how they were in the studio together all the time.
Like a week or two ago.
But we just got paid Friday night.
53. He should have become a woman.
Yeah.
All right.
He didn't last a little while.
Johnny continues. I can't believe Elton went out with that chick again after she fouled up his bed in his shower.
Actually,
it was the other way around. He found shit in her toilet twice. And then he invited her over, and she shit in his bathroom while he was taking a shower.
Damn.
So
where did he meet her?
Online.
Oh, I don't know if he met her online. No, he met her at the draft house.
At the draft house.
He got bumped one night, and he got into conversation with her at the draft house open mic 2 years ago. He'd been kind of talking to her ever
trying
since.
Trying to work it out since then?
No, I think he had a history with her, like on again, off.
I think I've seen her then. I think I know.
Probably.
I think I've seen her.
Probably.
And that's Tanya funny. Says, I'll never hear I'm into something good the same way again. I was glad to hear your takes on the Sarah Silverman equal pay controversy. And she sent us another email after that, after the update. But I wasn't completely sure what guest spot meant. I've always found her really annoying. Granted, as Andy said, she could have misremembered the incident, but then she should have corrected it. And, of course, the club's new owners are going to cash in. And Tanya sent us a follow-up email. Oh, yeah, I saw
she did.
She corrected it. Shout out to longtime listener Gregoria, who turned me on to the podcast. He's joined the ranks of those trying to raise a daughter. When Andy mentioned the issue of people
Hashtag trying to raise a daughter.
Irked by performers doing gospel songs in the Motown style, I couldn't help but think of this song I recently came across. It almost makes me want to go to church. Almost. I'm trying to make this play.
Is that a church song?
I don't know. I think it's maybe a church song that's not a church song. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Well, the music is church.
Yeah. Long time ago, I lived in sin. I couldn't find no peace within, but I told the Lord.
That's it. They just took signed, sealed, delivered and churched it up.
Yeah, but not signed, sealed, delivered.
Delivered?
Not like that. Like actual delivered.
Delivered.
Just people getting dollars all over their shirts. So that was from Tanya. You rule, keep up the fantastic podcast. All the best. And then we got a couple other emails. Monique sent us an email regarding which episode? Episode 458.
Of course.
That one generated the most emails
that would
we've
be,
ever had.
That would definitely be the Elton episode, right?
That's the Elton episode?
Yeah. Monique says, O3GO.
It's not us.
You do know.
It's not us.
What did we do?
You do know that this
I wasn't even here.
Motherfucking episode was gold. All of the ain't shitness made my life. Salute to y'all kings for making it possible. Elton Howard Jr., I would have cleaned my belly button and not taken colossal dumps while you were in the shower. Oh, yeah. While you were in the shower, Daddy.
She had a dirty
She had a dirty button. Navel.
Too. Oh.
On top of everything.
Wait a minute.
It smelled.
Oh, how did he know that it smelled?
Can't. I guess it smelled know, that man. Bad that he could
oh,
smell it.
Oh, come on, dog. Have some self-worth.
Monique said,
he has none, man. No regard of self. On, that's that shit I kept thinking. Troy said that, damn. And he was like, you ain't got no regard.
How old is she? A young girl?
You got?
I think a little younger than him. But
just a little bit. But he's fucking.
Well, he's fucking. He's Bruce Jenner's age. He'll becoming a woman in 2 years. Come on, dog. She. How old is she?
I think she's in her dog. I think she's in her 30s.
Now, in Elton's defense, after she shit while he was showering,
oh.
He got out of the shower. She was still in the toilet.
Oh, she was tearing it.
You didn't.
Up.
You don't need the whole story.
Yeah.
After, no, she had a conversation with
she
him.
Couldn't
on the
wait.
Toilet.
She
had,
couldn't
he has
wait.
A weird thing about he doesn't like to walk across his carpet when his feet are still wet. So he had to dry off, towel off in the
so
shower.
So he had to wait in there while she while was going.
And then after she finished wiping, she said, "Hey, Elton, can I borrow a washcloth? I got to wash my." He said, "Sure." He gave her a washcloth,
and she went
she
right
cleaned her ass with.
Oh!
And then yeah. She gave it back to him.
and didn't burn the shit. Didn't burn the washcloth.
No, he kept it. He washed it, and it's still part of his collection.
Did she put it? Well, she put it in the sink, and then got some warm water too.
Dog, do you know? You know she had to like wait. She had to wait for the water to get warm first. Or it was probably already warm because he was in the shower.
She didn't get in the shower.
And then she because
she
didn't
sink.
She didn't go. I know she didn't go straight from. From the towel rack to the butthole. I know she went. She had
she went. She
there was some warm, liquid involved.
She warmed. She used that warm water.
Oh, she waited for
I
the
don't
warm
think
water.
So.
Oh gosh.
And then she had the nerve to say, "Well, Elton, your farts smell worse than this."
Oh god, and then she tried to guilt him.
She yeah. snuck in. She didn't
yeah.
even say.
She ain't no try.
She didn't even say, "Elton, it's an emergency. I'm sorry you're in the shower, but I gotta go." She snuck in without him knowing.
He doesn't have like a lock on his door.
He left it unlocked, and he doesn't have an exhaust fan in his bathroom either. So there was no way to get the smell out. So anyway, Monique says...
can't sew anything that Andy.
Monique says, I was at my damn desk crying.
Just gets more and more horrific.
C-R-I-N-E. That's crying in black Twitter speak.
Crying.
When y'all start playing his background music, it was everything.
What was the background music?
We were playing a couple songs. We played I'm Into Something Good.
I'm Into Something
from
Good.
From Herman's Hermits. He was talking about when his wife caught him cheating and he said it messed up his day.
did it mess up
she
your
caught
day
him, she caught him six times.
When he finds his stride on stage, he gonna be a beast.
I told him he doesn't know how funny these stories are sometimes.
He does not know.
You
I don't,
told him that
I don't
a lot
think
of time.
He, yeah. I don't think he knows how funny he is.
Yeah,
he has no idea how funny he is.
Yeah.
when he finds it, he gonna rip that shit apart, though.
And he's told him that a bunch of times.
He's hilarious.
Monique says, and to Randolph, can you please say in that 70s pimp voice, stick yourself, Tony.
Stick yourself, Tony.
So I love when y'all stroke
ooh.
Down. When y'all
stick yourself, Tony. Why did he scream like that?
All right,
stick
we got
Tony.
Listen, we want something a little bit unnatural with the scream, Tony.
Ooh.
I was
That'll
thinking
do.
Something like an ouch or maybe a, no, nothing like that. We were thinking something a little bit, you know, like a owl.
Perfect. Perfect.
We got it.
We got it. That's a wrap.
Stick yourself, Tony.
That was the last scene of the movie, I bet. It's a wrap.
That was the last thing they shot.
Uh-huh. That's
definitely the last thing they shot.
That and everything with that dude from the black dude from Magnum P.I.
T.C. T.C. I think he's still alive.
Yeah, he passed away, I thought.
T.C. Old ass.
Monique says, I love when y'all stroll down black R&B groups and singers' memory lane via YouTube. For the record, I always despised Maxi Priest, but I loved Shabba.
Tanya, okay.
That
go
girl.
Figure.
Ooh,
Tanya can fight.
That kind of Monique. Girl.
But Randolph, when you played that Mad Cobra flex, I was grinding my hips at my
of course
desk.
You were. Time to have sex. Of
course I hope, you were. I hope she's wearing headphones.
Of course you were.
When she's listening
time
to our podcast.
Time to have sex. Girl, flip, 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 flip. Remember the remixes? Like 10 of them. Flip, 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 flip.
Girl, flip,
flip, flip. Before she wait, I can smell a perfume. I can't wait to go there, tearing out the room before she wait. Tear a perfume.
Loud ass song.
Feel like a virgin.
What, man?
What you say? What you say? I said you feel like a virgin. Listen, Maxie, we're gonna need you to be a little bit, or Cobra.
Cobra. Can I call you Cobra?
Mr. Mad, we're gonna need you to be a little
call
bit more.
Cobra.
Don't be calling me Cobra. Me no want come out the studio there, boy. Bokshire, aye, boy. Regional Jamaica, don't do that.
Monique says that damn idea.
Just don't
yeah, I just threw it in there.
Don't know that.
I don't speak.
Don't know that.
That damn ideal had Creep In and Get Gone too.
Yeah.
I loved all the off-brand BET ass groups in the 90s.
We know all the off-brand.
Then they have how many R&B black male groups with more than six dudes were there?
She named a few, but I think they were all five dudes. She said Troop, Riff, High Five, etc.
I'm talking about after that.
Yeah, there was
I'm
a
talking
wave
about
after that.
During
Silk,
the 90s.
Silk.
Silk had six, right?
Yeah, Silk had a lot of guys.
The Men of Vision, do you remember them?
Yeah, but they were just a put together group, so they don't really count.
What was the group that sang that song? No More Shot. Not that one. Not Rough Ends. That was two.
Rough Ends was two dudes.
What was the other one?
There was a group called Twice, which was two.
Creep
sets
In.
Of,
what
two
was
sets
that group?
Of twins.
They were from Texas.
Twice. Yeah. Two sets of twins.
It was called Twice.
There was a group called Twice. It was two sets of twins.
No, that the was you talking about Jagged Edge.
No, this
was
group
four.
Was called Twice. They didn't make it.
It was two of them.
Yeah, two sets of twin brothers.
There were two R&B groups with two sets of black twins. I don't know. There were four black twins out there.
Yeah.
I know.
It was H-Town. That's three. They're one thing.
They only had three
God
dudes.
Love and not a rock and knocking boats.
All night long. Yeah. And then they sang that song with Shirley Caesar.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Or Shirley Murdoch. My
yeah.
Bad. It's a thin line.
Between love and look, Andy's looking right now.
I'm looking for Twice.
Yeah,
but it's you can't really put
they
Twice into YouTube
really,
and come
they
up
probably
with
don't
that.
Have any videos out. I wouldn't doubt it.
No, probably
there was
not.
Another group where the guy played. There was a bunch of little pissant R&B groups trying to
Joe come Public.
Well, he,
you've got to live and learn. go
horrible,
before your bridges burn.
Horrible song.
Well, no, it's, you got to live and learn. No, there was a hold, and then it's before your bridges.
Yeah, and there were some really good ones. Like intro,
Low Key was good.
Intro was good.
I got a thing for your baby.
The lead singer got the monster, and that was that for him.
Oh, intro.
They had two really good CDs out though. And
they
then
did.
The lead Portrait
got
was
AIDS.
Real good.
Portraits were good.
They did two really good CDs.
Yeah,
and they were done.
Portraits did a remake, or intro did a remake of "Ribbon in the Sky."
That was our first single.
That was a good
that
fucking
so
song.
Good.
Yep.
That shit was so good.
That was a good ass remake. Ribbon
yeah,
in
the
sky
the
for our love.
I still have that CD somewhere.
Go,
they played
go,
their own instruments. Go, that was their thing.
Go,
they're
go,
like Tony,
go.
Tony, Tony.
I hated this song.
Yeah, it was bad. This was a bad time for R&B. They were trying to get into the whole instrument thing.
Yeah,
a whole lot of these groups got pushed into her, pushed into our faces.
Yeah, like they have him. He's walking up steps. In, like in some building, and he's holding his
singing.
Guitar. Like,
yeah.
Can we just force the fact that I play my guitar, guys?
Yeah.
It's not even plugged in. Actually, it's the bass. He's just walking around with it.
I really want to have to tell you how it's going to be.
Who played their own instruments? I guess it was there a little earlier than them, though.
Tony, 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 make condition. They played their own instruments.
Yeah, right?
But they were the first, though. I feel like Tony, Tony, Tony was not the first, but...
Make condition, Tony, Tony, Tony were actual...
First in the New Jack era.
Yeah.
Especially with, whatchamacallit?
Go!
Especially with, that fucking song. Just me and you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
that was, baby.
It was from that's the beatdown scene in Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
They tried to snatch his chain.
Yeah.
And that crackhead tried to snatch the chain. the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus yeah. Christ. All right. Shit off in here. Right.
You got to put on low key now, though.
Yeah. I got a thing for you.
Well, let's
I don't know the word.
Give me another email. Get through that one.
I had, this is Monique again, I had all the Right On and Word Up posters in my bedroom walls. Andy is right. Every boy band has their character. The bad boy, the lover man, the chunky one, the one that handles the business, LOL. Hey, girl, let me do your taxes. Hey, that would be every group had one less talented member who was good on the business side. Nothing wrong with using a music bed that you can groove to when you're trying to spread the gospel. The medicine is in the message, and trap beat and voice affectation makes it go down easier. I'm not a person that attends the church house faithfully, but I love R&B sound and gospel music. Erica Campbell ain't the one that broke out the hubby's windows. Her sister Tina. Her ass is mean. She's the other Mary in Mary Mary. Google image them. Tina is the sister with the big forehead. Anywho, keep doing what y'all do. I'm more of a fan now than ever before. Monique. Thank you, Monique.
You let us know,
Monique.
Bro.
Monique. Monique love.
And we have one more short one from Taylor. What's going on, Andy and Randolph, maybe Tim? I've been listening to your show.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you picked the right week. I've listened to your show for a while now after hearing y'all in the Black Guy Who Tips. Shout out.
Shout out to Rod Karen.
I have a question for Randolph. I just got back into the gym. I was curious if you prefer working out in the morning or at night.
Doesn't matter. Whatever your body will let you do. Doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference?
Really doesn't. Just get in the gym. There are benefits to working out in the morning. You're pepped up for the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
You got to wake up.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Yeah.
Other than that, there are benefits to working out in the morning. The science being that your metabolism stays up for the rest of the day, but it doesn't make a difference.
Also, I can't believe Ben Affleck would try to hide his slave owner past like that. In this digital age, as if it wouldn't come back out eventually, he's probably trying to not mess up his Batman money. Snake skin down to the floor, you dig?
You dig?
P.S. I really appreciate the good audio quality on the show. Top notch, Andy. Well, thank you.
That's Andy Klein. All day.
Killer.
We have limited equipment, but we maximize that. And that's it for the emails. So thank you for emailing us. 3guysonatgmail.com if you want us to respond to something or talk about something in particular.
Yeah, we had talked last week about Ben Affleck, and then he put up a thing saying how he was embarrassed and blah, blah, blah.
Well, is that not a legit reason to not bring it up?
Not for me, no.
Embarrassment?
No, hell no. No. No, you just put the shit out there. You can't run away from it. I don't like when people try to run away. I saw a lot of people defending him. The big thing was, well, why do you have to keep bringing it up? I'm like, well, this is why, you fucking idiots.
This is why. The fact that you think you should be able to ask
that we
that
don't
question.
Have to tells you that you should be asking the questions. People, I think you like to say, I don't say you like to say it, but you've said it probably better than anybody else, is that people just don't like being uncomfortable. So they'll go out of their way, any way, shape, or form to stay comfortable. I personally like when people are off balance and uncomfortable.
They get upset
things
with
that
you.
Are truthful.
They get upset. Well, it's one of those things where, okay, we meaning black people, we are black people, any small group. So black people, women, gay people, they're always uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. No matter, now we've dealt with being uncomfortable and we've managed it, but the people that aren't used to being uncomfortable, straight white people, straight white men,
right?
Not all straight white. I think women have a tough too, but straight white men, usually they're the ones where they're like, I don't get why you have to keep bringing that shit up. Because this is what I think about all day.
Yeah, yeah.
I think about this shit a lot.
Don't go away from
it. It doesn't stop for me. That's the first thing. If somebody says something to me or if somebody reacts to me in a certain way, I say, the first thing that I go to is like, I was too black right then.
Yeah. And then you start doubting yourself. That's
then you
the
start
thing.
Like,
why am I doubting myself? Am I
fooling?
Doing wrong?
Am I not fooling everybody?
I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm not dangerous. I'm not going to kill nobody.
You know, so no, I don't like when it's like you're running away from it. When you could have just went and he could have just Anderson Cooper'd it,
dog,
and no one would be talking about it right now.
We already know your parents own slaves.
Somebody in your family owns slaves.
Somebody in your parents own slaves. Yeah. We've dealt with it. Why is he trying to? The fact that he's trying to hide it.
That
shit right there. Dog. You know, anytime you ever lied to a woman before and they say, I don't care of what you did. I just hate that you lied. Like, don't try to hide shit, man.
She said the mother, it came out in the article that his mother was a part of the Freedom Summer of 1964. Basically, she was a freedom rider. Freedom riders were white people who came down from the North to campaign for black civil rights. A couple of freedom riders, three were killed. It was a very famous thing that kind of started a lot of deaths would start, bring eyes to the movement. Emmett Till, these freedom riders. That's what Mississippi Burning's about, basically, the movie Mississippi Burning.
Right.
But she told the Daily Mail Online that she was embarrassed to be called a freedom rider because I wasn't as good as they were. She said she went to the South a year later than the program's host claimed on the show. So PBS now is reviewing the entire show because they're reviewing it about censorship and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if it's censorship or not. It seems to me that the show is about your past, warts and all. That's what it seems to me the show is about.
I don't know that it's about warts and all, though. I think it's just about the more interesting elements of your past, which could be negative or positive.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I say. It's the warts. Everybody
it could be, but it's not. But warts and all sort of implies that they intentionally go for negative.
I don't think they intentionally go for negative. I've never thought of this as a show where they hide the negative.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and show the warts.
Well, we don't know. We don't know any other. We only know about the back emails back and forth on this episode.
Yeah.
There may have been every episode might have these same negotiations going on. I don't want this. I do want that. I want to highlight that.
I would think that would have come out by now.
These were leaked by WikiLeaks.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying
that. It didn't come out. Someone stole
that. What I'm saying is now, since this is out, now if there was more of that, I feel like it would have already started to come out now. If there was more of these of people, whoever else has been on the show.
Well, who would leak it?
Doing the same thing. I would assume WikiLeaks.
If they have it. They didn't leak this.
I don't know. And just because we don't know, to me, doesn't excuse anybody nor anyone nor anything about this. It makes me think less of Ben Affleck. Like I said before, there was always something that kind of rubbed me wrong about Ben Affleck. This is part of it. I have a problem with liberals, particularly liberal white people, who you claim to be liberal and stuff like that. But then when something, to me as a liberal, you shouldn't have any problems with having something like this known. It shouldn't be something that you'd be scared to have out there.
He's not just a liberal, though. He's a guy with a public image he's trying to protect.
Guess what? It's fucked up now.
Well, it might be
for a minute.
It's
gonna go away.
I don't think it's fucked up. I don't think
either
it's fucked
way,
up.
It wasn't because his audience,
like black, we don't. His always been
us.
Fucked up for us.
Yeah, his audience
because
isn't
he's
us.
Yeah, because he's a most white yeah. males in our eyes. They're kind of like, eh.
Well, for me, it's like
he's an okay guy.
How am I? Do I trust white males? We talked about it before, especially that shit about when the SAE bus.
No.
I'm sure those people on that bus singing that little Hang Nigger spirituals.
One time thing.
I'm sure that they would say, "Oh, I have black friends," or they smile in the black players' football place, right. Or smile at Tyrone who's in their science class.
That's who I want to talk to.
Then they get on a bus and then they sing Hang Nigger spirituals.
I want to talk to these hired black friends.
You know,
it's like, nigga, you are selling us out. You understand?
Way down the road.
He's not going to give you the money.
Yeah.
You ain't getting paid.
You ain't getting no job.
Look here, man. I'm just trying to get my due. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Well, you know. And that's not to shit on his mom, by the way, because she was like, I support what they did. People have incorrectly said I was a member, which embarrassed me because I wasn't as good as they were.
Trying to hide it though,
but she was like, "I
come on, man."
Wasn't. She came out immediately. She was involved in supporting Tougaloo College.
You don't know shit
college.
About black people.
She did go down and spend time there. She just got there after the shit was already going.
You don't
on.
Know shit about black people. You don't know anything.
No,
that's the last thing you ever want to do.
Yeah,
is to say, "Oh, I wasn't." Oh, and try to fucking hide it.
Yeah, don't hide nothing,
dog. Now I
look at you like
now I'm looking at your movies. Now I'm looking at your movies like, fuck you mean by Gone Girl, nigga? huh? Fuck you talking about, son? Where'd she go?
Put it this way.
To the yard, nigga?
I wouldn't expect this kind of behavior out of Matt Damon.
No, not at all. If this dog, if this was Matt Damon, I'd be crying right now. Matt Damon is a fucking monster.
Oh my God, Jason Bourne.
Dog, Jesus Christ. Matt Damon?
Why?
Ben Affleck, you're kind of like, yeah, nigga, you own slaves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you dated a Puerto Rican for a year.
Not be wanting to say this shit about it. Just I can't say nothing.
Oh, I was so embarrassed. Like, what the fuck do you think we feel?
Did it hurt your feelings?
How do you think my grandfather felt?
Did it hurt your feelings? Huh?
Because he told me about it. He told me. Fuck Ben Affleck. I worked for him back in the day. What you mean you worked for him? I was one of his slaves.
Those fucking Afflecks.
I would think agreeing to the show in the first place.
My last name was almost Affleck.
You have to
what?
Assume that there might be some shit like that.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah. And no, and
otherwise,
know.
Just to say, I don't want to do the show.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to know? Just find everything you possibly can. I want to know about my family.
Do white people not think that they have owned slaves in the past in their family?
Well, it depends.
As many stories as I've heard about their racist grandparents, like, you don't think the parents before them were a little bit more racist and their parents before them probably owned slaves at some point? Come on,
they didn't own them, they wanted to.
I think it's a lot of it I thought my family just came here like four generations ago.
No, nigga.
Stretch that back. No, and then the other thing is
slavery is not that long ago, son.
Percentage wise, not a very high percentage of white people own slaves because he had to have money. So you think, well, my family, we didn't own like a lot of shit, so we probably didn't own any slaves.
Yeah, so we're better than those slave owners.
There may have been like an uncle who saved up for years for that slave.
Saved up for a slave.
Put money under the mattress.
Damn.
You know, like every month you put like $3.
I've been eyeing Dabness every time I go down to the slave store. That's what you do. Can you put a slave on layaway? Can you do that?
Yeah.
No, there's no such thing as layaway. Well, I'm going to make up layaway. I'll come back.
Layaway. I give you $10 for his foot.
20 years
later. None of them have feet.
None of them have a left foot. A paper bag full of money. He goes to the fucking slave pawn shop and just throws the money out. Like, can I get one now? I've been saving up for years.
Saving up.
This is an old model. Old model slave.
You're going to save up for a slave.
A used
slave. You know what I mean?
This is a used slave.
Come on, bitch ass.
How you doing, sir? What the fuck is he doing with a suit on? Why is he not naked?
Come on, bitch ass.
With loincloths.
The whole shit was just like, come on, Ben. The fuck is
this
wrong
is
with
disappointing.
You, man?
This is it's more disappointing.
Ben Affleck, like, since he was on, probably man. For 20 years almost,
you
he's
don't
been.
Don't have to lie. We know, dog.
He's been image conscious and had people in his ear about his image. And so that's in his head constantly. And I'm sure that got into his like, I don't want to have a negative image.
Come on, Ben.
So let's leave that out.
Can you just Robert Downey it and take control of your image?
How stupid do white people think we are? How dumb do white people think? I mean, do you not? I know the white people that own slaves. I know the white people. If I talk to you for a little bit, I'm like, your family owns slaves.
Your family owns slaves?
Yeah. Your family probably owns slaves at some point.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, you know.
Yeah, Grandpa and Mommy owned slaves. Yeah. We grew up in the South.
Where'd you grow up? Oh. Okay.
Antebellum.
You know. Oh, well, interesting.
Keep using words like antebellum and.
Where'd you go to school? Oh, you went to
a school with "ol" in front of it.
Yeah, old.
Anything
with "ol." Anything like, with "old" in front of it. Old
Mississippi
Dominion.
State. You mean "Ole Miss"?
Ole Miss. Oh, you're
ODU
religious. Ole Miss. Ole Miss is Mississippi State. Two different schools, right?
Same school.
No, they're same.
Or is it Mississippi?
Mississippi
is Ole Miss.
Mississippi State. And there's Ole Miss. I think there's
no
three.
Ole Miss is one of those. That's just the nickname.
Where the Confederate flag is part of their.
I don't think that's Ole Miss
school charter.
Eli Manning went to Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. That's all I know about Ole Miss. University of Mississippi is Ole Miss.
He went to escape, going to Tennessee, like his daddy and his brother did.
Yeah,
that's the only reason.
Maybe he liked the Ole part.
Ole.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know Eli.
The University of Mississippi, known as Ole Miss, like the Grand Ole Opry. Founded in 1848.
The Grand Ole Party.
Yeah, 1848. So
we get you. Anything with "ole" spelled O-L-E, not real good.
It's not as good as a little.
Let's go. Let's go to the old Italian. You know what? Nah, I'm good.
Old Tony's.
I'm good. Y'all, you guys go ahead. Old Paisanos?
No, I'm all right.
I'm okay.
I'm all right.
But then you put a little line over the E, you have Olé now.
Yeah.
So that's I guess, a little better?
That's a little better.
Yeah, I'm all right.
No, I'm good. Yeah, Mexican cartels? I'm okay.
Isn't that a hot sauce?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
You guys go ahead. I'm fine.
Mole.
I haven't had mole in years. Mm.
But yeah, anything. Like, come on, man. We know, dog.
Yeah.
We already know, man.
You already know.
Who is he trying to fool? The rich black people that
it's like Andy said. He's that so think worried they're about on his side. So worried about his image that you don't want to tell the truth.
He's probably got something coming out soon.
Batman. Batman for Superman.
Yeah, looks horrible.
Of course, it's gonna be horrible. Who else is in it though? What's his name? Is Joker
Superman. The same Superman from the previous Superman?
No, Lex Luthor.
Beautiful dude. Lex Luthor is different.
Brandon Routh.
Isn't Lex Luthor like, who is it, Kevin Spacey or something?
Now it's the kid from
Jesse Eisenberg.
Eisenberg.
Oh. Yeah. What's it? Jared Leto is supposed to be the Joker now.
He's in this other movie.
Another movie about the Joker?
They're cashing in on all the comic book shit.
It's this other movie. These are DC comics. Because the Marvel movies are killing it. They are killing it.
So DC Comics
DC is
just
like,
region?
We got to do something. And their movies
stink. Like Joker Takes Manhattan.
Except for the Batman ones. The Batman ones, obviously.
Three Stooges Meet the Joker.
The Superman ones haven't been good, except for the way back to Christopher Reeves.
Were those really good, though?
You can't make a dark Superman.
Man. Those are...
Not the third and fourth ones.
No, but them first two, that first one was amazing.
You can't make a dark Superman, man. You can't do it.
And that second one, that first one with that music and... Second one,
dog.
That really
fourth. Have you seen the fourth Superman?
No, I couldn't.
Have you ever seen it?
Is that the one with Richard Pryor?
Yeah.
No, that's the third.
That's
one.
The third one
with Richard Pryor when Superman gets drunk and starts thumping peanuts.
Yeah,
the liquor. Dog. The fourth Superman. I didn't even
that
know
the nuclear one with the nuclear guy.
Yes, I didn't even know it was a movie. I bought a book at a book fair at my school. I was in like elementary school.
Yeah.
It was the movie. In a book.
Yeah, they used to do that in the books.
And I read the book, and I was like, this is a movie? I should watch this movie. But if I would have watched it then, I would have been okay.
Yeah.
I was a fucking kid. Dog, I watched that movie when I was
a teenager. Was nuclear.
The bad guy, Lex Luthor, made a bad guy.
Was it Gene Hackman was Lex Luthor again?
Yeah, it was Gene Hackman.
Still Gene Hackman.
Margot Kidder. Still the same music.
Christopher Reeve. Is it the third one or the fourth one?
It's the fourth one. I'm telling you.
The third one is
Richard Pryor.
Yeah, and they had the three rich people.
Yeah.
And then one, I think he jumps off a building or something and goes down. At the end of Superman 3, a robot tries to take him over or something like that.
The Quest for Peace.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it in the movie theater with my dad.
That's so fucking bad.
Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Superman 4 was so bad. Yeah, because what he had done at the beginning.
Stopping nuclear war.
He had taken all the nuclear warheads in the world, mind you, and put them in a big bowl or a big net.
Yeah.
And then flung them. And this is in the movie, I guess Superman is a kind of a celebrity.
At that point, yeah.
Just at different points, you kind of go. He has a hair in a museum. Not to get a movie away in case you guys want to go out.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Go forward about three minutes. So at one point in the movie, of course, when you make like a superhero, you need Superman's DNA.
Yeah, yes.
Right?
Right.
There's a museum in the movie, of course, that has Superman's, a strand of Superman's hair holding up 1,000-pound weight. And Lex Luthor goes into the museum.
Takes the hair,
breaks the glass, cuts the hair with scissors, not like a chain, not like a wire cut.
The hair that's holding up 1,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds could probably be cut. You can cut it with scissors, right? You can probably cut that shit with scissors.
Yeah,
cuts it with scissors. Takes that, makes a superhero. The superhero,
Nuclear Man. That's what he's called.
He cuts Superman. With like because Superman, of course, his power comes from the sun.
Yes.
So to counteract that, he has claws. He cuts Superman, and then Superman gets like deathly sick. Like he has AIDS. He has AIDS for like a week.
AIDS.
He is a monster.
Yeah. And that's what's her name? Mario Hemingway.
Margot Hemingway.
No. Mario Hemingway.
Oh, Mario Hemingway?
She's in it.
Yeah, she's in it.
She
plays Lacey Warfield.
Yeah, she likes, what's his name?
Nuclear Man?
No. What's the guy's name? Clark Kent.
Clark Kent.
She likes Clark. She loves
Clark.
She's Lana Lang. No, she's not Lana Lang.
No, she plays Lacey Warfield.
Yeah. Oh, God. She's another.
Clark is really nice. Yeah. I like Clark.
I like Clark.
John Cryer is in this movie. His name is Lenny in the movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is he working with what's his name?
In this shit?
I don't know. Here's the.
This wasn't all long ago.
A good comedic actor.
1994?
He was doing in this shit.
1994, 95?
Superman saves the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, he does.
Of course. Repulses a volcanic eruption of Mount Etna.
He does.
And rebuilds a demolished Great Wall of China. All in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's international then. He's not just, you know, to Metropolis.
America's hero.
Yeah, he's international then.
Yeah. Nuclear Man. That's a good name.
He did some shit at the Eiffel Tower, too.
So horrible.
In that movie.
So horrible.
It was so bad, dog. But what'd you think? I liked the new one, Superman Returns. I liked it.
Which one? Because they've done so many of them.
No. The one where he's...
Where he catches the plane in flight.
Oh, what is that one? Oh, yeah, that one.
That one. Kevin Spacey was Luther.
The one with Kevin Spacey, yeah. I like that one.
You didn't like the one after that they tried to do?
They did another
Superman,
one?
Superman, Kevin Costner was his dad.
That's the most recent one.
He watched his dad die.
Yeah, that's, I like that the, one, too.
That's the Superman that's going up against Batman, that one.
Oh, that's... The Man of Steel, I thought it was Brandon Routh.
Yeah, no, I don't know what this one's name is.
No, this is not going to be good, then. It's not going to be good. Yeah. I didn't like that, too. I mean, he was a beautiful dude.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all great-looking dudes.
Good-looking guy.
You know,
I don't give a shit, though.
It ain't X-Men.
You ain't got no edge, nigga.
Waiting on X-Men. X-Men First Class, that shit was so good. I'm waiting on also Avengers. What?
X-Men First Class. It was Henry Cavill or Cable or whatever.
Yeah, Henry Cavill. He's too cute, man. He's Canadian.
Oh, that's the one with Amy Adams where they're like...
Yeah.
They
just stare into each other's eyes a lot.
And let me go, yes, like fucking grab her.
Amy Adams could get it, dog.
Amy Adams is a good looking... She's a good looking girl.
She plays Lois Lane.
Fucking stop staring at each other. Do something, Superman. Yeah.
He's a nice guy. He's not going
to
do that.
Fuck that.
Yeah, right.
Fuck that. Take it to the ship.
Yeah.
She can breathe in this atmosphere now.
Put that dick on her.
Get that dick. She,
she got
on the ship, and the ship is supposed to have the same atmosphere as the actual planet Krypton. It's like, come on, man. Why are you adding shit?
See my super dick?
Just let it be.
My dick can hold up 3,000 pounds.
So the people on the ship don't die. Because they're on the ship, so they're like, and then Amy Adams comes to the ship, and then she's like,
come on, man.
She's not used to this atmosphere, son. What's his name was his dad, wasn't it?
Russell Crowe was his dad.
In this one, yeah.
The
hologram.
Son, she's not used to this atmosphere. Jor-El. You're going to have to take her to the back room. I mean, and you know, why you in the back room? Give her that ding-a-ling. give her a gas mask. Give her a mask. Give her that ding-a-ling too. What you waiting for,
son?
Take the tights off, Nick.
Come on, son.
Some tights off, son.
They'll put that thing
that's
on.
The one fucking Kevin
boots
Costner.
On, shit, man.
Kevin Costner is his dad in that one.
He was Clark. He was.
And Diane Lane was his mother.
Mr. Kent.
Jonathan Kent.
Jonathan Kent. And his mom is Martha. Diane Lane. Martha Kent.
Oh, like Earth parents.
Those are the Kents.
Earth parents.
Yeah, the old Kents.
The Kents.
Yeah.
John and Martha Kent.
Good old Kents.
The Kent family.
Yeah.
Raising this little boy.
Trying to raise a super son.
Did you see that video we talked about, the horseback, the dude that was chasing horseback? He settled for $650,000.
The cops beat him up. It was in L.A. or something.
Yeah, I think
he found a horse.
We're not talking about the fight.
It was. Oh yeah, we are talking about.
We're not talking about the fight.
That just caught my eye because weren't you here when we talked about that?
The fight is huge.
No, we talked about that because they showed a video where the cops drug him. They beat him for like 20 minutes. Like more dudes kept joining it.
He settled for $650.
That doesn't seem like a lot of money to me.
It probably does to him.
He was a criminal.
He must just been like, give me the $650.
He wasn't a completely innocent person. I think he felt like this is the best I can do.
Yeah.
I think he was, since he...
He just got lucky.
Video, right?
I'm pulling up the video here.
He just got lucky.
You don't remember us watching this? I don't know if it was you or one of the sock puppets.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Yeah,
I was
here.
Right?
Yeah, because he was on the horse and they were...
He stole a horse. Who steals horses?
fucking
yes.
You outside gotta, of great, Lonesome great. Dove.
You gotta kind of know. Deputy you gotta know how to ride a horse, don't you?
He's doing it.
Yeah.
He's not far. I fell off.
I mean, if the horse is like with from the legs.
Right now, I've got this guy on a stolen horse.
A stolen 98 horse.
It's an old model.
There you here go. Here's the deputy chasing him.
On foot. Where'd the cop come from?
Oh, you shot him with a taser? Here we go. Here
now
we
he's
go.
Off the
suspect,
horse.
Suspect being tased. Suspect being tased.
Taser.
Who is talking? The news or the cop?
The helicopter
and
person.
And then he's down to tase, and they are wailing on him.
I'd be mad, too, though. I'm not going to lie. I'd be mad, too.
That's why you can't be police officer.
See, police officer.
Maybe you
never.
Can.
Dog, never. But police... That job
wailing
right there.
On him.
You ever want to punch somebody at work? It's somebody that pisses you off. Somebody comes by your desk around 3:30. You want to punch them in the fucking throat. This is what police deal with.
Four of them.
This is what happens. This
all hitting him.
This is the equivalent. This guy's stealing his horse, making you do a fast speed chase. That's the equivalent of somebody coming by your desk at 3:45.
Five of them now hitting on
when
him.
You wanted to leave at 3:30.
Here's a sixth one adding a kick, hitting on him.
God damn.
Here's yeah, the
they
seventh,
all getting licks in.
Seventh
dog.
Come in to get a lick.
If I was a cop, I'd be kicking that nigga too. I'd be kicking the horse too.
Eight.
I like the horse is just
horses
like
eating grass.
Yeah, the horse is like.
This shit happens all the time.
Yo, he was fucked up, man. He was fucked
they
up.
They still haven't got him off the
him?
Ground.
Can
I'm glad
I kick him?
Yeah, can I kick him?
Can I get
so
him
I'm glad you ain't tased me.
He settled for $650,000.
That's a lot of money.
He did steal a horse.
Yeah. What do you think the family in Baltimore is going to get?
Well, I don't know if I mean, that one.
Zero.
They haven't even gone to court yet.
Thank you. Shit.
Thank you.
That one will be nothing. Different because the guy, I mean, he didn't steal a horse.
Well, there you go.
So he's, I mean, I don't know what they're going to claim. He had a knife on him.
You
right?
heard it here, yeah. Black people. Start stealing horses.
Yeah. There you go.
And nothing. Maybe you won't get fucking murdered.
Yeah, take a beating.
By the police.
They murdered the shit out of him.
Because they are murdering us.
They murdered the shit out of him.
I think the white
it's becoming
stole
a black podcast again.
Yeah. They murdered
they
the shit
are
out of him.
Murdering us. Do you understand? If I ever get pulled over by the police.
Just got to assume you're going to get
murdered. Dog, I have a will.
Yeah, you got to assume you're going to get murdered.
It's done.
The shit
it's over with.
I'm going there again tonight.
Yeah.
Going to Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Murder the shit.
Don't take a bike. Don't ride a bike. Shit.
Dog, make a will.
They can't answer any questions, by the way. I saw they were like, well, what was you? Well, he ran. Did he?
What
for what? Did he run?
So what?
We think he did.
When is running? When do running become a crime?
Well, if you're black,
Bob, like
suspicious.
That's like oh, he's
suspicious.
Running. Now we get to kill him.
Yeah,
he's
it means
running.
That if it means he's dangerous, and he's going to run into a crowd of people and do dangerous things.
He's running
like
away,
like be black in that crowd of people.
So we have to shoot him now.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, he had a knife. They're like, well, where's this knife at?
No, they found a knife later, they said.
Exactly.
He didn't have it just out. Yeah. He wasn't riding a bike swinging a knife
and
around.
And furthermore, we don't even know if he had this knife out. Yeah. If you don't even know if he had a knife
so
because
it was a switchblade.
They haven't been able to produce it yet.
A lot
like, well, show us the knife.
It's a lot of logistics.
Oh, we got to go down to the
it's late, man. It's like 3:30.
To the storage thing. And they expect us just to believe him. He called my mom a bitch.
Yeah, man.
Huh?
Yeah, nah.
They fucked up his spine
before
he went into the van.
80% of his spine was broke. That
how about
shit didn't
y'all
happen.
Just, how about y'all just killed him, man?
He was already broke. Right. He got into a van. It was a bumpy ride, and the shit just went
they
in.
Said
the,
they said he got into the van. He was fine, but they see him dragging
they're
his
legs. They're dragging the shit out of him.
Police officers really think people believe them when they tell us shit?
No, it's not that they think that's what it is. It's that they know that the public will believe anything they say. That's
the public
what it
meaning
is.
White people.
Yeah, not us.
Obviously. I don't believe anything police say.
But the public will believe anything.
I don't trust police.
Because the public
I don't trust police at all.
The public has to choose between.
I don't trust this legal system. I don't trust the judicial. I don't trust any part of this.
You can't. How
whole
can
system.
You? The public has to believe.
I do not.
Either the public
I will not
to believe us or the police, and they're scared of us.
Right.
So
there's
police.
No way they can trust us.
They believe the police.
They know too many. They know too many niggas.
Yeah, they believe the police.
Fucking up.
So no matter what happens. The police, and then the fucking captain of the something in Baltimore, the police union or some shit like that.
Right.
They look like a lynch mob. Do they? Do protesters look like a lynch mob?
Really?
Because I don't recall. I didn't see any of them getting drugged out, having their balls cut off and stuffed in their mouths and hung from trees. I didn't. Has that happened?
Right.
Then they don't look like a lynch
if
mob.
If they look like a lynch mob, nigga, you wouldn't be able to talk because they would have killed you
they
by now.
You. They'd
you.
Have stayed to cut your
you
balls
understand?
Off, put them in your mouth.
Right.
Tarred and feathered you, beat you down, and then hung you.
Fuck the police, man.
Fucking idiot.
Fuck the police.
You fucking. I mean, what are we supposed to think? They're hunting us.
That just, that guy who got I don't think the guy that we're talking about. This is another thing. Like there's like five like new videos keep coming out from like different angles because they're always hoping like, well, maybe no one saw this shit. You know, like we're gonna just make up a story.
It's bullshit.
And that's not phone, that just doesn't happen.
It's
anymore.
All bullshit.
There was a thing in not someone getting killed or anything, but there was a thing in California where a woman was filming some cops, and a cop came over and grabbed her.
Yeah,
phone,
I saw that.
He had to
it on the ground, kicked it. Someone else across the street. Filmed
he had to come grab because it was doing dirt.
Someone across the street was filming that.
Yeah. So
y'all are getting you all there. Yo, it's a 3-camera shoot. Yeah. No matter what the fuck you do, cops, whatever bullshit you think you're running, whatever game you think
this
you got going
in the middle or a single camera,
you're being recorded, you're on tape
you know, and that guy was a federal marshal,
right?
So he feels marshal. Like he's above. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. I'm just
not
take,
not fuck all on. Police I just yeah. said fuck the police. You can't say fuck
not all cops.
Not all cops.
Saying it,
cops are cool, man.
I know cops,
the cops are good.
I don't believe police as a group aren't good. They can't be.
It depends, but yeah,
just as a group, yeah, we know
it's
we
a power
cops,
thing, man.
We all know like a cop
all know
here,
cops. We
a
all know
cop
people
there.
We know people like it's a power thing.
But
once
as
you get a certain amount of power,
how can it possibly be good if this shit keeps happening?
It's a certain amount of power that you get, and then you have to maintain that.
Richard Pryor called this years ago. He said he put that chokehold on.
30
he said,
years.
Oh
ago.
Shit, he broke.
He broke. Can you break a nigger? Oh, I guess you can.
You can in Baltimore. I guess
he broke.
I guess
it's his fault.
Yeah,
he broke. He shouldn't have broke.
It's his fault. It's very fragile.
It's very his fault. Fragile. Well, that's what they'll say.
I thought they were resilient.
Well, he shouldn't have ran. As if that gives you license to break his neck.
When dog? What? I don't get the whole running thing. Oh, he ran. So I get to shoot him now.
Yeah. Well. That's what the public will say. That's what the public will say. Well, you shouldn't. If he wasn't guilty, why did he run? Because he's fucking terrified.
Dog, what
you,
I mean,
you idiot. He's terrified. You run from things. If a lion is standing over there looking at you,
let's be honest,
you tip out of the situation.
Let's
if
be
you
honest,
can't.
That nigga wasn't terrified. That nigga was guilty.
He was guilty as shit.
But
not death penalty guilty.
The fact that he was running away.
And here's
is
how
like,
you know. Here's
okay,
how you know
he's
he didn't
guilty.
Do anything.
Let me go. Let's go get him later.
He hasn't done anything. You know how you know? Because if he did anything, it would already came out. You think that they didn't immediately start scouring his record? Like, find it.
All the
find
racist
the
people.
Thing that's, yeah, that right. he did so we can say he did something and that he deserved to have his neck broken.
Can you retroactively sprinkle crack on someone?
But he did.
Like, can you go back 10 years and do that? Say, oh, we found it. He had crack. Like
we
10 had years
we found it.
Yeah, Photoshop.
Found it. Photoshopped in.
Photoshop some crack.
Some fucking brown kidney stone rocks.
Kidney stones.
I don't have problems with police officers. I never do. I can't say like the whole, but to me,
you
like,
know what that means.
Some of the,
in your
a
life,
lot
honestly,
of those systems.
You know what that means in your life, honestly.
That I'm not doing shit wrong.
No, that you've been lucky because we have
I
seen
have
that
been pretty
you don't
lucky,
have
you're
to,
right.
You don't have to do anything wrong to end up dead in jail, beat. You don't have to do anything wrong.
I have been pretty lucky.
So you have been lucky, and that's the shitty thing is that you say I haven't done anything wrong. No, you've been lucky.
Yeah,
just lucky.
Because Emmett Till didn't do anything wrong either.
Nope.
Oh wait a minute, he wasn't police.
Didn't he whistle at a white girl?
He whistled at a white girl. Well, who got fucked up?
Yeah, because that's wrong.
Yeah. But that was a different thing. I'm talking wrong. Strictly
he
police.
He didn't do
right
anything
now.
Wrong.
Yeah, Trayvon he wasn't
Martin
killed by
didn't
cops.
Trayvon
right?
Martin didn't do anything wrong besides defend himself, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he wasn't that dude. Wasn't police either.
That wasn't cops.
Yeah. But he got away with it because the public don't believe. Public don't believe
did.
Us. You don't have to be doing. You're doing something wrong. You know, you start. They start from you're doing something wrong
so
and work backwards from that.
Where are we going to move to? We're not going to revolt.
Krypton?
At this point, white black people, at this point, we should.
Krypton is the answer.
Can't breathe that air, man. Krypton. But, man, it's dirty as shit up here. Damn. Luckily, my nose is wide. And dog, where are we going to move to?
Spain? Nowhere.
We could go. We can go somewhere. We ain't gotta put
why
up.
Why don't you go back to Africa?
We ain't going back to Africa.
Africans don't like us.
Never going back to Africa.
Africans don't like us.
You know, I got 53 countries over there.
And they will tell you in your face.
And they all smell. No, I'm joking.
They all smell like Elton's house.
They all smell like
Elton's girlfriend.
Elton's bedroom.
They all smell like MSG.
They all smell
you know
like
what
Navel.
Elton's bedroom must have smelled like.
Oh, I don't want to know.
We didn't even get into that.
Oh,
that
God.
That just popped into my head.
Oh.
What did the Badusi smell
like? Oh, it wasn't fresh.
Nope.
Well, she squirted.
It was a It was.
He said it was a yellow stain on.
I'm
his
gonna be honest, Badoosie is a pleasant smell when you're in it.
Wait a minute, it was a yellow stain on his.
After she squirted, the stain ultimately when it I guess dried a little bit was yellowish.
She didn't.
Yeah,
that wasn't squirt.
Yeah.
She didn't squirt.
She
peed.
She peed on a bed.
He has a sleep number bed.
You think you flipped the mattress?
No, it's a sleep number bed. You don't flip the mattress.
Can't flip the mattress.
I have one. You don't flip it.
He just had a pissy mattress.
You have to replace the top, which
that's
I guess.
Like mattresses in the hood, man. You ever see mattresses getting thrown away to be pissy?
Yeah, well, this is a $2,000 bed at least. So you can't just throw it away. You can replace the air chambers.
Elton.
See, when you got a sleep number bed, you really got to trust people. You can't just bring anybody over. You got to really like a person to have them in your $2,000 bed.
Oh, that Tempur-Pedic shit that people get?
That Tempur-Pedic shit, dog. That's not, it ain't coming out.
No.
No.
No, it doesn't come out.
You
no.
don't, that shit don't come out.
No.
Son. It's soaked in and it goes all the way through to the bottom.
Well, Christ. You can get like a, you can get like a rubberized mattress pad if you really have an issue
with
that.
Yeah, but now you're sweating in the summer.
Well, no. It goes underneath your mattress
top. Yeah, but those mattress pads and shit that you put on, they always make me. It's like they just make me sweaty. I've been on beds where they put the shit underneath it to protect it like that.
Yeah,
it just
but the plastic.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta do something. If you're gonna bring home any scallywag,
here's what you gotta do. Don't bring scallywags home.
You know what?
That's what you do.
You bring home any.
Just don't bring scallywags home.
Once you start squirting, just hold her over the bed under the carpet.
You bring home any mud ducks you meet?
Just
you got a dog.
Don't do that.
You gotta know mud ducks have bodily fluids.
Just don't do that. Quit fucking with these mud ducks.
Leave these.
Quit fucking with them.
Leave these scallywags.
Jesus Christ. That's all you got to do.
Dog, and they're the worst about bodily fluids, too, because they just let it go.
Yeah. When you shit, I'm taking a. I'm done with you.
Oh, you go in the bathroom.
The relationship is over.
Take a shit.
No courtesy
waiting.
Flush.
The relationship is over.
She was waiting.
He didn't know until he
how
smelled it.
How long is he going to be in there? You know, at some point she was mad outside the bathroom. How long is he going to be in there? Fuck this.
How long do
Fuck
people
this.
Shower?
I'm going in there.
I never shower more than a minute and a half.
I'm going up in there.
I do if my muscles are sore.
I'm
maybe
taking
he
a
was
shit.
Sore.
No, I'm talking about her. Like, that's what she's thinking.
You know
she's
the relief.
Like, what is this shower he's doing?
You know the relief in her mind, like the relief in her mind when she was like, "I'm going in there." Her butt started to relax.
Oh yeah,
her butt muscle started to relax.
Yeah. Like you know how when you got
to
pee really bad and you get close to the toilet,
closer
and it really starts to come out.
Oh,
the closer
here
you get
it comes.
To the toilet, like, that's how.
She was like, "I'm gonna tear this bathroom."
She was crowning.
Yeah. I'm gonna tear his motherfucking bathroom up. He better have some toilet paper too.
I bet he fucked her afterwards. Too.
Oh,
I bet he did.
I don't think he did,
but I bet he did.
I doubt it. Just the fact that she was in there and it's I can't even
and he was just showering like and smelled something
and then he smelled something like
what is that
damn what the fuck what is
I gotta move this building
what
smells.
Is this?
this
I gotta
water.
Get out of here
what's the water
and then he jumped out of the shower like
the
she was
fuck?
Right there hi
what the fuck
how are you she had a, you what know she got
fuck?
An accent how are you listen I did not want to wait I could not wait for you. The bathroom was
listen.
You left the door unlocked. You told me to come in.
Jesus, Elton. Where's our time on this one?
Did he hear anything?
117. No.
Yeah.
You know what? And maybe that's the killer right there. When you hear it.
No splash.
No splash. when you hear like the.
Yeah. He didn't hear any of that shit. He was in the shower.
Oh.
The water rushing
He was
past
singing. Dial my number, no
one answers
till 2 o'clock.
What's
if you
smell?
Want some
there's some in the water.
What is that?
In the shower.
Some in the water.
What's that smell?
I'm learning things right now.
Somebody's tanning it up. All right.
Yeah.
So,
we got to bring it home on this.
We got the fight coming up.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about the fight.
We got the fight coming up.
Let's talk about the fight a little bit. Turn this shit off, man.
This is the biggest fight.
Here's a little subtext. I heard a couple of women talking about this. It is right now.
In
I heard a couple of women talking about this today on yesterday. Michael J. White, one of the girls from that show he's on OWN. Michael J. White is on this show on OWN now. I don't know what the show
about
is.
What?
I don't know. It's like a Tyler Perry soap
girl,
opera.
You got to get some
it's
dick.
It's not the comedy one. It's like
that's
this serious one on
that's
Oprah's
the whole title.
Network.
Girl,
anyway,
you got to get some
they
dick.
They were on the radio yesterday, and then the girl was talking about how I want to just hang out with the money team, girl. That's what I want to do. They just look like so much fun to hang out with. And I'm thinking to myself, no one in that studio
use a hoe.
Pointed out that, you know, Floyd beats the shit out of
you know he'd be punching hoes.
No one said that in the studio, right? Okay, so that storyline has now started to gain traction again.
But I get her.
It was on ESPN.
I get what she's saying.
She wants to be taken care of.
A nice way to say that is she just wants to be taken care of.
Well, I'm not nice. She's a trick, and she wants to hang out.
She's
with
a little bit of a hoe. She said,
to hang out with some dudes.
Okay,
with money.
So y'all be going all over the place and getting all kind of burgers and shit. Yeah, I can get me a burger.
I
want
to be there too.
I want some burgers.
Yeah.
I want to ride in a Bugatti.
She's a trick
in a Bugatti.
She says it wrong. Bugatti.
I want to ride in a
Bugatti.
You know what's funny? I don't think a ghetto girl can say Bugatti wrong. It's so easy to say.
That's true.
Bugatti. I want to ride a Bugatti.
Bugatti?
I want to ride in a Bugatti.
She wants to get paid, but she doesn't want to steal a horse.
Yeah.
So what is she going to do?
Yeah. She's going to ride with the
team. I heard two women today talking about it on some sports talk. Some ladies on sports talk radio, some lady show.
Grantland?
Sports talk.
Grantland style?
Grantland. It was on one of the ESPNs, and they were talking about how, you know, he beats the shit out of women. He beat the shit. You know, he has been to jail for this. You understand that, right? Now, he'll tell you, well, you ain't never seen no marks. That's his defense. You ain't never seen no marks on nobody, so I'm not doing it. I'm like, we know you doing it, dog. Like, the last girl he beat up was like, he hit me in the back of the head with rabbit punches because he knew they don't. You can't see the marks. You know, pow, pow, pow. His son is the one who had to call the police. His son is like, my dad's a bitch. He keeps saying that. He's like, I don't respect him. He's a bitch. You know, I just like how women just don't seem to care. That's the same thing about R. Kelly. Women just don't care. They talk to shit, but then when you confront them with it, they're like, the excuses begin of, well,
some women don't. So I think a lot of women do.
He didn't really do that. Yeah, he did.
I think some women don't.
Yeah, he did.
It's like you need to kind of, I guess, see it like firsthand or be a part of it firsthand for it to
maybe.
Well, these people. Yeah.
You need to get punched. Some women need to get punched before they can go, okay, I see what you be doing. And right. I don't really, you know what? I don't really like all the rabbit shit. Yeah. In the
and
back
some people
of the
are
head.
Damaged. Some people, like,
yeah,
it's,
that's the big thing.
Because a lot of damaged people get on TV now, reality TV. So people think, women. And that's not women.
And
it's
they're the best.
Ted Bundy got marriage proposals in jail.
Yeah.
Charles Manson got married.
Still does.
So you can't say, well, women marry Charles Manson.
Well, he wasn't killing black women.
A fucked up damaged woman.
He was killing black men.
There's a lot of damaged people who don't really have a problem with this.
First of all,
but they're damaged people.
The fact that he
they
beats
shouldn't
dogs,
be the,
shouldn't
the lead
dogs,
of
the
he was getting
people.
Any gay
it
too?
Should, who? Floyd? No.
Oh,
Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
Ted Bundy?
Any gay?
Oh, no, it's possible.
When
you're trying
to
make Jeffrey
Dahmer.
I'm thinking of Jeffrey Dahmer. You're right. Thinking of Jeffrey,
he got murked out in the
they got rid of that nigga quick. He was because he was like, because they was like, you be killing. Oh, you the one that be pouring battery acid in niggas' heads? Yeah, we gonna go ahead and kill you right quick though. We ain't even gonna rape him, right, guys?
Yeah, you got murked up.
I'm gonna rape him. All right, well, he gonna rape you, and then we gonna kill
you after that.
Yeah,
and then you gonna rape him again after that? Probably. He gonna rape you after that. After you're dead,
he'll rape you at least two times.
He gonna go ahead. We gonna go ahead and kill you, rape you right quick. Yeah,
I just told you. It's just no one really confront like a guy like Dan Raphael who writes for ESPN.
Those people don't confront
ever
people like that.
They just they don't. But there are some writers who are like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but that's who they don't go to.
I don't give a fuck.
They're not going.
I'll write about it. I don't give a fuck. You know. That's why I'd like to be on a radio show like that. So when I hear a woman saying, I'd like to hang out with the money team, I can go, why? So you can get punched in the face.
You get punched out?
No, the whole team doesn't
knocked
punch
out.
You.
You get
just
punched in the face.
Stay away from Floyd. There's a whole team you can hang out with. You can hang out with all the other Mayweathers.
Well, Floyd generates some money for this team.
Yeah.
So if he gets, he starts
is that the initiation?
He starts to punch you in the face, the rest of the team's going to look the other way.
I forgot. Never mind. I'll tell you in a minute.
I think.
I thought of something.
Off we were mic. Talking about the we were talking about the fight just the other day. You got off mic thing.
Yeah.
Talking about the fight just the other day. I think I'm looking at Pacquiao now, man.
You leaning towards Pacquiao?
I got Floyd. Towards Pacquiao. There's things that he does.
I
that,
got Floyd.
That Floyd doesn't do.
Like what?
Respect women.
Well, that's a
not
big
hit
one.
Women.
That's a big one.
He sings.
I don't like to hit women.
I don't hit women. There are
a couple things that have been pointed
my
out.
My wife is a woman. I don't hit her.
Looks like Floyd's legs are starting to fail. Look up Floyd's age.
Hands thing.
He's 38, right?
Yeah, he's like 38 or 39.
37 or 38.
What's his name? Is 40 something, right? 43?
Pacquiao's a year too old. Younger.
A little younger. Pacquiao has more miles on him, though.
Oh, yeah.
Pacquiao's
definitely.
Had more fights. Floyd has the bad hands.
Bad hands.
Which you can make that work, though. You can make that work. Floyd is starting to sit down and fight and stay in the pocket
it's
more
be
and
a good
fight.
Dog.
Now, Floyd will say it's because he wants to make exciting fights.
He's 38.
Yeah. Floyd will say, he said when he fought Marcus Maidana, he sat down in the pocket a lot with him and traded shots with him. And Floyd said, I just want to make the fight exciting. I'm like, no, you don't. You
no,
don't.
He didn't.
Floyd don't like to get hit. I'm like, you don't want to make the fight exciting. He doesn't want to have to sit in the pocket with you if he can help it. Yeah. I think his legs are slowing down.
He plays the game. He plays the game depending on who he's with. So
I wouldn't have sat in the pocket with Marcus Maidana.
Maidana, no, but he's faster.
Marcus Maidana's a crazy punch.
And he did the same shit with Cotto. He did the same shit.
Yeah.
He traded punches a little bit because he knew at some point he can go, all right, I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to sit in the
pocket. Pacquiao?
I think if he sits in the pocket with Pacquiao.
Pacquiao going to fucking pop him. He going to pop him. So he going to have to be – see, this is the thing about Floyd, and this is why I'm taking him, because he's – He adapts to whoever he's with.
That's the thing is that he's a smart fighter.
The other part of it is you get fights like, what's the kid's name that he just fucking punched because he wasn't paying attention?
Oh, Brandon,
you get fights like that.
Brandon Rios.
Yeah. You get fights like that where he takes advantage of the situation.
Yeah. Pegging.
Where the kid's not looking and he goes, I can punch you right now.
Yeah,
right. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I'll punch you again.
Yeah. Protect yourself at all times.
Wait a minute. He punched me. Yeah, you're boxing. Yeah, that's what happens when you box.
Protect yourself at
Come
all
on,
times.
Ref.
Right. Ref, he punched me in the face. The ref is like, nigga, are you fucking serious? You got gloves on. Oh, he's going to hit you again. Bap.
Yeah. Mayweather's boxing IQ is off the charts.
It's off the. But you think Pacquiao still has a chance?
Yep.
Could come back to come back from. Being knocked out.
Doesn't matter.
He's not going to knock him out, though.
No.
Mayweather's not going to knock him out. He's not going to hit. He'll hit hard.
What people don't understand now, because there's this big thing about, being undefeated and stuff like that, guys used to lose fights, devastatingly, and come right back. Marvin, you got to remember, Marvin Hagler knocked Tommy Hearns in the next year.
Yeah.
Now they can't talk.
Yeah, and Hearns
that's
came
the toll
back.
Of that.
I said they had 2 minutes. Yeah, well, you don't want to get hit.
Yeah.
You don't want to because you may have to deal with the aftermath. But guys used to lose fights, take heavy shots, get knocked out, get beat up, and then promoters started keeping people away from people to protect their fighters. Yeah. Nowadays, that happens a lot. So just saying, well, I'm undefeated, that doesn't really mean as much to me as it used to.
No,
it just doesn't.
I mean, and that's the reason why
I guess
this fight
looks good on paper.
That's the reason why this fight hasn't happened.
Yeah, you don't want to fight him.
Because no, that's not it. They wanted to fight. They wanted to fight, but the problem is they're because of their management. One is with one company.
Yeah, he's with Top Rank. He's with Aaron. One is with Aaron.
Basically,
one is with
like HBO, and the other one is with.
Showtime,
which is ABC.
Yeah, but they'll make it.
But
those
two people, the problem is the people that run those two companies, they had beef.
Yeah.
So they were like, I don't want to make money with this motherfucker. Yeah. I don't want to make money with him.
I don't think Mayweather's wanted to fight him. I really don't.
You don't think so?
Nope. He could have forced the fight at any time because he's money. I'm Money Mayweather. He could have forced it. Anytime he wanted to fight, he could have had that fight.
He's getting money for this one.
Oh, yeah.
They both are.
Oh, yeah.
Over 100 each.
Oh, yeah. I told Jesse Thomas that.
100 each?
I told Jesse Thomas that. Jesse Thomas tried to tell me with a straight face, the fight's not going to make as much money as it could have.
Shit.
I'm like, come on, man.
Shit.
Do you not know how this shit works?
Let me tell you how I know this fight is going to make more money. They haven't done any
promotion
for this fight.
You don't need to.
too.
Dog, they haven't done. They did. They haven't done.
They didn't go on no promotional tour.
No All Access, which is on Showtime. No 24/7, which is on HBO.
They did one today on.
They did one
on HBO.
It's an hour.
Yeah.
It's called At Last.
Yeah. They've been training this whole time. We don't know nothing about it.
They're not doing any. They're like, we don't need to promote this shit at all.
The fight. The fight. The minute they said
promotes itself,
we're gonna fight. That's that right there.
That's it.
Sells itself.
This
right
shit is
there.
Huge.
You don't have to do nothing else. You don't got to say nothing. You don't got. That's why ain't nobody talking. You ain't hearing, really hearing nothing coming out. Now it's the shit about, you know, Floyd likes to beat shit out of women. You hearing that?
Well,
now,
that was going to bubble up at some point.
But you ain't really hearing nothing.
They might talk about Pacquiao's goofy religion, religious nonsense.
Yeah, well, I just said,
I do it to church with my wife, and then she, and then the professional basketball league in the Philippines let me play for them.
Well, the Lord.
He's still a congressman, right?
Yeah, he's still a congressman.
He's still in like works there somehow.
See, yeah, he came up in a country where they ain't got nobody.
Nope.
And then he's the only one. He's the only superstar.
Yeah.
So he is the star of the Philippines. Yeah.
Well, we got to bring this home. Good predictions. Yeah. I'm saying Pacquiao by decision. What are you saying?
I'm saying Mayweather by. I'll have to go decision. He's not going to knock him out. Mm-hmm. I'll have to go decision. I'm going Mayweather.
Andy?
Mayweather by decision, but it'll be close enough to prompt a fall rematch. They're going to try to do a trilogy.
You know what?
Walk off into the
sunset. They have talked about that too.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
They don't have a rematch.
No clause. Promotion?
They don't have a rematch
Doesn't
clause.
Matter. They'll do it.
They don't?
They can, but they don't have a rematch clause. Usually you have a rematch clause.
They're going to do it. They have to do a rematch. They have to.
We'll see how the end of the
Win
fight.
Win or lose, whoever.
I'm saying Pacquiao by decision.
And especially with controversy.
Could be a boring fight, though. Remember that. Could just You're be right. a boring, dull fight.
You're right.
That Listen, people. Mayweather.
We got to bring this home. We want to thank you guys for coming in this morning. Be sure to send us your emails. We want to hear from y'all. Come on back from here on Thursday. We will be here for you. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Y'all got anything else coming up?
A couple things. Well, tomorrow, I guess, Tuesday the 28th, I'm at New Deal Cafe in Greenbelt, Maryland. I think that's an 8 o'clock show. After that, I have May 9th at Avalon Theater. I got to figure out who I'm bringing to that. Mm-hmm. May 8th, I'm doing the Happy Buddha show, Jeff there Hughes in D.C. And May 9th is in Avalon Theater, Eastern Maryland. And then May 10th is the Stand Up for Pits benefit at the Draft House with Rebecca Corey, benefiting Pit Bulls.
Yeah.
So and there you go. For me, May 9th, I'll be at the, if you're not in Avalon or if you're not at the, in Eastern Maryland, come out to the Happy Buddha show, which I'll be on.
Back-to-back nights.
Back-to-back nights.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, people. So come on back with us. Hit us with your emails. Let us know what's what. We'll see you guys on Thursday. We hope you enjoyed us today. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
And we have three guys on.
We are out.
The Shaq made of bills, but did you know the Shaq made of steel? Feel me. No matter what I do, the Billy is gonna flourish. Be rich like a bus full of Japanese tourists. Oris, style to flow like Hudson River debris. Ship quarter keys of them Shaq CDs. Ruru, next MC that claim they keep it real. Shaquille gonna smack him with a meal. Chris cut clean numerical order bills. Ill, now put it on the Ritz. The best thing since grits and fake. Man of steel. Who you with? I'm so fly when I walk, I levitate. My caliber's first rate, exceptional above grade. These who's large, guilty on every charge of being dope. Imagine Superman with a dookie rope.
One, two, three, four, hit.
It's the Men of Steel banging with the drum. Kidding.